the month of June has really been a very busy one. You know, I remember doing my last episode and it came out late. And while doing that episode, I had to apologize because normally we do 2 to 3 episodes per month. But this month of June has taken another shift. That's because, like I said earlier, it has been very busy and hectic. You know, people trying to put 2 and 2 together and trying to make ends meet. You know what that means. But nevertheless, I assure you that the month of July will be something different. It's almost 5 days away, or 3, thereabout. My name remains William Springs Chibike, your revered host. And you know what? This is Coco Hops. Alright, now imagine a scenario where you find yourself in a place without water. What then will you do? You know, you go to a new place and then they tell you, we don't have good water here, we don't have good water supply, there is no pipe on water, all you have to do is go draw from the well, and you're like, geez, I've not done well water before, I can't drink that, I can't bathe that, I can't stay here, geez, ew, you know, something like that. The reactions and then the expression of disgust and the satisfaction, you know, something like that. So what will you do? I know some of you will say, I'll run away, I can't stay there, I can't live there, it's so bad, it's going to hurt me, it's going to affect my health. But I want to tell you this, that the average human mind is built to adjust to every environmental change and situation. But it all depends on whether you have the ability to trigger yours or not. Surprise? Nah. Yes. It is inbuilt. It is in our body for us to adjust to every change. But irrespective of that, you know, there are persons who cannot live or handle situations. There are persons who cannot soak up the pressure. There are persons who cannot live with difficulties or live in difficult times. This takes me to what I normally say. You know, I normally tell persons that life is not always a bed of roses. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. Sometimes you smile and sometimes you cry. Even the Bible said this in Ecclesiastes chapter. Is it chapter 3 verse 1? It says a time to smile and a time to cry, a time to live and a time to die. But there are persons who cannot handle difficult situation. There are persons who cannot handle difficult times. I want to talk about it. I want to talk about how you can handle difficult situations or environmental change. Being someone who can soak up pressure, being someone who can adjust to whatever life throws at me, I think I have the experience. And so when I'm talking, I know where I'm talking from and I know where I'm coming from. I know what I'm saying because I have been in difficult times. I have handled difficult situations. I remember serving in Kauru, local government area. There's a village we are posted. And then when we went there, they were like, there's no water. You know, we looked around and there was, of course, I don't know what they call that type of water system now. Is it the one they jack? You jack until the water comes out. Yes, the mono pump. So there was mono pump, but when we jacked and the water that was flowing out from it was muddy, we were like, Jesus, what do we do? How do we drink water? And it's a very thick, let me say, it's an interior village. You know, you look around and you're surrounded by forests, you're surrounded by trees, and you're surrounded by bushes. There's no epitome of township around that place. And then we turned to the left, we looked at ourselves and we're like, how do we drink water? You know, but then we had to adjust. So I'm going to give shout out to Kelechi, to Michael, to Jacob, and to Gideon. Yes, we were there, and what did we do? We had to adjust. You see, guys, going to fetch well water very early in the morning. That's when the water has not been disturbed. So you can get the cleanest of the water from the well. And then we started boiling water. Normally, I am not used to boiling water. Normally, I don't used to drink water from the well. In fact, none of us drank water from the well. So it was new to us. But we made the best out of the situation we found ourselves. we had to do what? We had to start boiling those water, you know, the water from the well, so that it can be at least clean enough for us to drink. Shout out to you guys again, Kelechi and the rest of them. You guys were great. So I'm going to say this: when you find yourself in difficult situations or an environment that you're not used to, is a kind of a new place. Everything changed, you know, new surroundings, and then you're looking around, you feel helpless. What do I do? You ask yourself, what do I do? But this is what you do. The first thing, you have to be open-minded. Yes, you have to be open-minded, because it will give you the edge to handle anything. Being open-minded means you're free. Now, when you're free, that means you're open to new ideas, you're open to new innovations, you're open to new situations. Let me add that here, and you're open to new level of life. You know, every day we wake up in the morning, and it's the same. What happened yesterday, it is not the same with what's going to happen today. That's because every new rise of the sun, it comes with a new day. They say it comes with a new day, and when it comes to the new day, it comes with something different from yesterday. So imagine that you find yourself in that situation where you don't know what is happening. It is new, it is fresh, and you cannot handle it because it is something different from what you know. And then you term it a difficult situation. Being open-minded will give you a clearer idea of what to do. It's going to bring you to reality and then make you see the good out of it. I made a reference of why we went to serve in a village, and we went there because we had to go there. We had to serve. We were determined to serve. I think I'm going to do that part in my next episode. The NYS, I think I've done episodes. The last episode was episode 4, so I'm going to do the 5, where we happened to storm into this village, and then the first thing that welcomed us was a very big river. You know, we had to swim through the river. Yes, this water was getting to our torso. It almost got to our breast level. We didn't shout. We didn't say, "Oh no, Jesus, we can't do this. We are going to die. We are going to kill ourselves. We are going to drown." We swam through the water. We put our bodies into it because we are determined. We soaked up that difficult situation. And sometimes we made a video of it. Yes, I remember making a video of it while we were in the water. And then, you know, it was fun to us. We never felt like, "Come on, guys, this is something we are not used to. We are going to die here," you know, something like that. It is a village we've not gone to before. We don't know the tradition of the people. We don't know if the water we are crossing eats people up. We don't know anything. But we had to cross it. It boils down to we being open-minded. We accepted it, that we've come a long way. Now that we are here, we have to continue this journey. So being open-minded will bring you to reality. And then when it brings you to reality, you're going to walk towards seeing the good out of it. Open-mindedness makes you flexible to ideas, makes you flexible to new innovations, and makes you flexible to learning new things. If you ask me, I'm going to say, what do you do again when you find yourself in a difficult situation or an environment you don't know anything about? You have to relax. Yes, relax. You know, some persons just panic, they flare up. "Oh no, this is not working. Oh no, I cannot find myself. Oh Jesus, no, I won't do this. Oh no, God, I'm going to die here. Jesus, I've not gotten to this place before." Oh, you know, something like, you hear different exclamations and emotions flaring here and there. I remember when we got to the village where we were serving the first time, and this lady, she looked around, she was like, "No, this place is not for me." And she left us. The next thing we saw, she had packed her bags and she zoomed off. That was the last we saw of her. She never told us where she was going. She never told us why she was leaving. She was just like, no, I'm not going to do this with you guys. And then she left. That was the last we heard of her. Even when we went to our clearances and the rest of them, we did not see her. So that is it. You have to first relax. Do not panic. Because when you panic, it's going to give way for fear. Before you know, you start having this fear reaction. And then it's also going to give way for tension. You're going to be tensed. And when you're tensed, you become anxious. Anxiety steps in. And then you lose it. You begin to panic. You become paranoid. And then everything just turns sour for you. First of all, relax. Take a deep breath and then open your eyes and then check what is happening around you. The next thing I'm going to tell you, when you find yourself in a difficult situation or environmental change, you should do what? Comb the area. Imagine going to a place for the first time and you don't know how the place is all about. You don't know what is happening there. You take a survey. You look around. What can I do here? What can this place give me? What is the best thing I can get from here? You know, they say for every bad situation or for every bad experience, there's a good thing hanging in there. But except you open your eyes to it, you will not see it. So when you go to a new place or you find yourself in a situation you cannot handle, a very difficult situation, what do you do? You do a survey. You do research. Or you come up with strategies to do what? To survive. Remember I told you, we don't drink well water. We don't know what it is. But because we found ourselves in that village where there is no other source of water, we had to boil that well water to drink. Until when we heard that, oh, they said pure water somewhere in the village, and we were like, oh Jesus, this is the best news. But you don't even know the pure water, the source of the water in the packaged sachet. You don't know the source of water. You don't know where it was coming from. You know, I remember going to a camp that was sometime in 2005. And yes, a youth camp in 2005. So when I went, it was a village actually, a church camp in a village. So when I went there, we are like, we want to have our bath. And then there's no water. The church does not have borehole water. What they do is they go to the stream to fetch. And I was like, stream? I haven't gone to the stream before. What do I do? And then I saw my mates, all of them taking their towels. Some took buckets to go fetch. While others say, I'm going to bathe at the stream and then come back. I was like, Jesus, stream. I'm afraid of water. I don't know how to swim. As of 2005, I don't know how to swim. So I was just looking around and I was like, if I sit down here or if I continue to think about this whole thing, I won't take my bath today. And we have just barely 5 minutes. What did I do? I joined the queue. I went there and so I was like, this is my first time. How will I now take off my clothes and then, you know, start bathing in front of others? While I was looking at people, we were bathing, doing their thing and going, I was like, no, I'm not going to be left here. I walked down to the shore of the river. The river was under a bridge and I stooped down and I started taking my bath. So I was doing that. I wasn't feeling comfortable, but at some point I was like, come on, loosen up, guy. What's this? What's there? So I took my bath, cleaned my body, and that's it. That was it for the day. That was how I took my bath, and it all ended there. So you have to what? Come up with strategies to survive whenever you find yourself or wherever you find yourself, in any situation you find yourself. Strategies will help you. How will you have those strategies? It's when you're open-minded. I make sure that as the first point, you have to be open-minded. Let me go to the next, which is being flexible. Yes, you know, flexibility gives you the edge or the ability to soak up the pressure. You have the ability to soak up the pressure. You know, whatever life throws at you, you handle it. You hear something like when life gives you lemon, you make a lemonade out of it, a lemonade juice, something like that. We have been hearing of it. It's a normal, it's a general saying that when life throws at you lemon, you pick it up and you make lemonade. Yes. So you have to be flexible. Flexible. Flexibility gives you the edge to do what? To soak up pressure. I remember going to my first place of work after I came back from service, the first place I worked. And when I got there, after the interview and everything, and my first day at the office, one of the superiors came and he came into the office and I was like, Williams, are you sure you can work here? And I was like, yes, sir. He said, are you sure you can soak up the pressure? Are you press resistant? I was shocked. I was surprised. I was dumbfounded because I don't know why he was asking me that question. So it was like, where is all this coming from? So he then laughed. And then I just chuckled and then I put my head down to the desk to what I was doing. So while at it, I was thinking about this whole thing. Can you soak up the pressure? Can you soak up the pressure? And I was like, why was this question thrown at me? So while in the line of duty, I was just looking around, and then I saw people jostling into the office, scrambling, trying to put two and two together, making sure that deals are sealed and people are attended to, and you know, everything went well. I was like, oh, this is what it is. That means it all boils down to multitasking. It all boils down to being on the fast lane, the ability to think fast, the ability to make things happen on the go. I was like, okay, come on. So you don't believe it. When I got into this job, I was the best at multitasking. I was the best at soaking up pressure. That one morning, my supervisor, my manager, she came into the office and she was like, Williams, man, I commend your ability to handle all of this situation. And I was like, thank you, ma'am. That means I made it 100%. So that is it. You have to be what? Flexible. Flexibility makes you, or it gives you the ability to soak up the pressure. So be flexible. It's going to, you know, when something is elastic, you drag it to any extent, or you drag it to any length you want, and it will adjust. So flexibility means you having the ability to adjust to anything and anything life throws at you. And then the last point I'm going to tell you is you walk towards your new adjustments, you know, and then you make the best out of it. So when you go to a place where there is no light, what do? You live with it. You can use that opportunity to start writing books. You can use the opportunity to start creating content. You can use the opportunity to start writing songs. You know, you can use it to do anything. I will still take our minds back to when I served in that village. Virtually all of us came with books and we became readers, avid readers. Shout out to Gideon. Gideon is the one, you know, he was the best amongst us when it comes to reading. And then Kelechi, a close second. Yes, Gideon came with books. You know, at some point, Gideon had to travel down to his place to get more books to read. There was no light. We were just left to our phone and then no internet service. We are just like living in the 90s and the 70s, I mean to say. We are living in the 70s when there was no light and no internet. So you look at those things and you're like, you wouldn't cry in that situation. You wouldn't kill yourself. What do? You make the best out of it. You adjust and you make the best out of it. We became readers. We read books that when we read, we exchange and we say, guy, have you finished this? That was how we are reading. That was how we are writing. And I would also tell you that it was during my service that I came up with this idea of writing more. Normally, I'm a web content and writer, but I became soaked into it. I think I wrote two or three articles while I was serving, and it's published on my blog. Yes, you can go read it on my blog, coxnation.blogspot.com. It is there. I became soaked into content writing. It gave me new ideas. And I guess the other guys who were serving with me in that place too, they got new ideas. They made the best out of the situation. We didn't fret. We did not kill ourselves. We did not shout. We did not we did not panic. But we made the best out of it. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. I want to say this, that do not forget to subscribe to this podcast, because we come up with exciting episodes every day. When I mean episode, I mean educating episodes. Do not forget to also drop your comments where necessary, and then give us a rating on any platform you find yourself. Have you listened to our last episode? If you have not, I want you to go back and listen to it. It was all about betting, and you know, we are looking at if betting is actually a source of income, an investment, or just a lifestyle. It was very educating because I had one of the best guys on that episode. My name remains Williams Prince Chibike, and you know what follows next? This is Coco Hops. For now, bye-bye.